You are listening to episode 11 for the week of October 1st to October 7th, 2006. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Thanks for joining me this week. For those of you who are new to Fresh Ubuntu, this is a podcast that aims to help new users migrate specifically from the Windows environment to Ubuntu OS. I have a lot of things planned for us today, and I have a few noteworthy items that happened in the past week, and then I'll have a whole bunch of tips to help make life a little easier. Then I'll tell you about a great little program called wget. So let's get on with this week's news items. First news item is from the blogs at the Center for Internet and Society. This particular blog talked about Leo Laporte's keynote address at the Podcast Media Expo. And he had a few things to say, notably, what should we call quote-unquote podcasts because of what Apple is trying to do to retain the trademark of iPod. They are limiting the use of really iPod, not so much podcast. Many people in the podcast community are wondering what we should call our own little podcasts, or if we should continue to call our podcasts by that name. Leo Laporte is suggesting that we call podcasts netcasts instead. Not really sure about the word netcasts myself. However, I will say this. Apple does not own the trademark to podcast, nor to the word pod. I think that the community at large, does not want to use the term podcast in a way that it would, by default, connect it to the word iPod, and needing an iPod player to support or to listen to a podcast. So I think that's what they're trying to do, move away from the term podcast to a more generic, wider spread term. Leo Laporte suggests using the term netcast. He had many other things to say as well. His second point was that podcasting is not a competition. It's more, as he puts it, a party. He simply stated that we should be cooperating with each other instead of competing with each other. And I think for the most part, the podcast community has been making a lot of strides helping each other out and providing, for instance, providing music. The Podshow Music Network provides music to podcasters at no cost. Same with another website called Magnatune. Instead of one podcast against the other, in terms of audience size, we should make sure that more people are listening to podcasts in general, which will in turn increase the audience membership or the audience subscribership of individual podcasts. So as podcasts get bigger, then the individual podcasters will also benefit from the increased advertisement, the increased subscribership, and etc. And that, of course, leads to growing the audience. It's definitely huge from my perspective, and in what it's done in the last year and a half or so, it has pretty much outpaced blogging as a type of medium. And that is, in part, his last point, is that podcasting is, it's not like television. It's definitely not like radio, and that he doesn't want to fall into the trap of being like old media. So again, new rules are being set up. Old rules have been essentially thrown out the window in terms of TV does it this way, radio does things this way, and in terms of monetization, things aren't done in podcasting the way they're done in radio or television, for instance, especially in terms of monetizing. So that was his message. He ended with a positive message. His ending message was, "We are in an exciting new age with truly unusual opportunities." He goes on to state, new media do not spring up all the time, and ultimately he believes this is the media, and this is the way people want to receive their media. We're finally giving people what they want. Congratulations to Leo Laporte, who won Podcaster of the Year award at the Podcasting Media Expo. Congratulations, Leo. Now, as of this writing, today is the end of September, beginning of October, Edgy Eft has been released, the beta form of Edgy Eft, and it is now available for download. If you want to check out the Ubuntu wiki for Edgy Eft, just go to wiki.ubuntu.com/edgyeft/beta, and at that site it will give you the introduction to the beta, how to get the CD for the beta. You can either get it through direct download or BitTorrent. How to upgrade from Dapper Drake to Edgy Eft. They give you a command line instruction to do that. Some known issues that they say will be fixed before the final release. Oh, and by the way, the final release is scheduled for sometime in the end of October. I believe I gave a short, tiny review of Edgy Eft, but in any case, I will go ahead and go through this again. They have a new boot up splash, and you can, again, all these pictures are in the wiki. They will be using GNOME release 2.16 with Edgy Eft. Packaged with the release of Edgy Eft is Tomboy, which is a note-taking and linking package, along with upgraded versions of FSpot, Evolution, and Firefox 2.0, as well as OpenOffice, Game, G-A-I-M, and Orca. The login screen is updated, as well as the login splash. Remember, I believe I've said this before, but the windows in Edgy, all the windows are rounded off. So more of a OS X type of theme for the windows. And, of course, I did mention also before that they have a new artwork for the wallpaper, and it is, by the way, beautiful. I am really impressed with this one, and it's very beautiful. I will post links of all the news items in the show notes as well at freshubuntu.blogspot.com. It's going to look beautiful. Edgy Eft is going to look beautiful, and I anticipate downloading it after the final release sometime at the end of October. Of course, I will probably wait a couple of weeks before I actually upgrade my Dapper to Edgy, just in case any instability issues are still present at that time, so that I don't have to go through the frustration of fix the errors that have popped up. For those of you who would like to test out the beta version of Edgy, go ahead and go to the wiki at wiki.ubuntu.com/edgyeft/beta. It will give you installation instructions, but this is considered a beta release, number one, and I just want to caution you, because it's a beta release, it's recommended that you do not install this on your primary computer, nor should you install it on a computer that holds important pertinent data or information. You have been warned by me. Be very careful. And if you have an old computer running around, or a fairly new one, or a computer that you would like to install and test this, it does give you a way to report bugs at the site, or there's a protocol to report the bugs at the site, and really, they would like you to participate. Edgy Eft Beta Edition is finally out as of September 28th. Go ahead and take a look at the website. The artwork is really nice. So I look forward to downloading this in the future. Now I'm going to give you a quote, and I want you to guess who said this past week. This person said that society is important because of Ubuntu. All right, give up. Name is Bill Clinton, former president of the United States. And he wasn't specifically talking about the Ubuntu operating system per se, but he was talking about the philosophy of Ubuntu, loosely speaking, means that I am because you are, which means, now the loose translation can also be translated, that a person is only a person through their relationship to others. Archbishop Desmond Tutu, in his book No Future Without Forgiveness, says, Ubuntu is very difficult to render into a Western language. It is to say, my humanity is caught up and is inextricably bound up in what is yours. The Collins English Dictionary defines Ubuntu as a noun, meaning humanity or fellow feelings or kindness. So, it is named after a word describing an African worldview. It kind of popped up on my radar screen, actually. So, I was quite surprised to hear about this. I thought, at first when I read this news article from the BBC, I thought, oh wow, Bill Clinton is now on the bandwagon. But reading the article, he really truly did mean humanity to others. The place where he was quoted as saying this was at the Labour Party conference in Great Britain this past week. So, well, there you go. That's it for the news this week. Let's go on to our main segment now, where I have a bunch of user tips and a command line program that you can use. All right, here we are. We have a whole bunch of tips for you today. And well, I'm just going to just start on into it, and then I want to get to that command line program that I thought could be a nice command of the week. So let's get started. Tip number one. If you've ever downloaded a package from one of the repositories, or you've downloaded from source, compiled it from source, and it asks you to reboot your GNOME, but you end up just rebooting your whole computer system, if you just want to restart GNOME, all you have to do is press Control Alt Backspace at the same time. And this will take you back to the very beginning. It will log you out of your machine. It'll take you back to the password authentication screen and reboot GNOME for you. Another way to do this through the command line is issue the command sudo space slash etc slash init dot d slash gdm space restart. And that too will restart GNOME without rebooting your computer. Let's say you wanted to run certain programs when you started your computer. You can do this. And the way to do that is you would just go to the system menu. Under the system menu is the preference menu. Go to the preference menu. And after the preference menu, go to the heading where it says sessions. Okay, and this will give you a pop-up window. And you'll have three tabs within this window. And the third tab that you see is called Startup Programs. And you just open that tab up and add which programs you want to start up. You can start up a command. You can start up and it will allow you to browse your home folder. So you can start up and add basically anything you want in there. So if you ever wanted to start up something when you log into GNOME, that is how you do it. Again, go to System, to Preferences, then to Sessions, and then the Sessions window will open up. The third tab, the Startup Program tab, you can add a program, a command, a file, whatever you want to start up when you start up GNOME. If you've been a listener with me for a long time and you're getting to know your command line, there's an easier way to issue a command line command without opening the terminal. What you do is press Alt F2 at the same time, which will bring up the Run Application dialog box. All you have to do is type in the command you want to run and check the box that says Run in Terminal. This will open up the terminal and execute the command that you issued. But the Run Application dialog box will also run any application from that, including terminal commands, much like the Windows Run command in the Start menu. Very similar. In this case, in Ubuntu, it's executed by pressing the Alt F2 buttons at the same time. One last tip. This one is a security tip. If you want to increase your security on your Ubuntu system, people have suggested that you change the boot order on your computer. If you remember when you first installed your Ubuntu CD, you put the CD in and restarted the computer, and your computer, according to its BIOS and the boot order, will check the floppy drive first to see if there's something there that it can execute. Then it will go to the CD to see if there's something there that it can execute, and then to the hard drive. To add another layer of security per se, you can change the boot order in your BIOS to go straight to your hard drive. And this will prevent another person to come into your computer and use one of the live CDs to either A, gain access to your computer. If you recall, when you put in the live CD, it will actually, it will be much like a virtual computer, which will have access to your file system. So a live CD can do that. Secondly, the live CD can also install a brand new operating system onto your computer. So you can limit those events from happening by changing the boot order. Don't forget that you have changed your boot order. Say you wanted to actually put another operating system on there. You'll have to go back and update your BIOS again to boot from your CD first and then from your hard drive. And that's only in the event that you want to install, say, a different distro or do another installation, a fresh installation of Ubuntu using a CD. Okay, that ought to do it for our tips. Let's get on with the command line command. What I think is a really nice command line command, and it's actually a program. I'm going to talk about wget in the next segment. All right, let's talk about wget. First of all, what is wget? Well, wget is a free utility for downloading files from the web, and it supports HTTP and FTP protocols, as well as retrieval through HTTP proxies. It's non-interactive, so that means it can work in the background while you're doing other things. You can actually download whole web pages, and web pages layers deep. You can download file types that are contained on websites or FTP sites. So it's a very configurable and usable utility. Anyway, let's just go on to the syntax of how to use it. You can simply open a terminal and type in the command, or you can use the tip that we heard earlier to open the Run Application dialog box, and that is Alt F2 at the same time. And in either case, you will be typing in wget space and either the website URL, the file name URL that the file name is attached to, or the FTP site. Let's just go through a download right now. Let's do a fictional, for example, for wget. You would simply just type in wget space http colon slash slash www.google.com, and it will download the Google web page for you onto your system. You can download all types of media files. You can download JPEG files. You can download MP3 files, zip files, EXE files, whatever. There are more advanced ways to use wget. It's a very flexible command line retrieval system. You can use it as a package management command line tool to download source files and really to download most anything. And it's recursive. You can control wget through the command line through options and through the options that it gives you to go however many layers deep into a website, for instance. It will download the links on the website that you download. I suppose the limit is how big your hard drive is. It can also mirror a site. It can download entire FTP sites, and you can mirror entire FTP sites. So it does have several advanced features, and before you go on using those advanced features, make sure you read the man page on it. Just type man space wget and you can read the man page about it. There's a wiki as well. Search for the wiki at wikipedia.com, or you can search on google.com. Command line command of the week. And from now on, I'll be featuring a command line every week, just in hopes of helping you get familiar and more comfortable with using the command line. That ought to do it. Let's go read some email. I got one piece of email this week from an anonymous fellow who posted a comment at my blog at freshubuntu.blogspot.com. He says, I love the show. I downloaded the KDE desktop but never could find out how to switch to it until you told me. Now all I have to do is find out where Beagle went to, besides in memory. Wish I could actually click on something to use the darn thing, but so far that dog won't hunt. Small correction of something that is of little importance other than grating on the ears when I hear it. No, the G is silent and the word is pronounced like the city in Alaska that is pronounced the same and spelled without a G. Now I'll be off to grab episode 9. Thank you for the good work. And I appreciate whoever left that comment. That was my only piece of email this week, or comment for that matter. That does it for emails and comments. Thank you very much. Okay, thank you for joining me this week. I really had a good time with this episode. There were a lot of tips, and I hope you get a chance to use them this week. Please let me know if you have a chance to, or if you get a chance to, or if you experience something. Anyway, I hope you have a chance again to visit my website at freshubuntu.blogspot.com. That is where I have all the show notes. I've also reformatted the show notes and added a couple of features. The first feature is I added a voicemail button, and that is from Odeo. The button allows users to send me a voicemail message through Odeo. So go ahead and please feel free to send me a voicemail if you have a user tip, or if you just want to say hello to the world, be my guest. Again, that's going to be at freshubuntu.blogspot.com. I also put on the website a player, also from Odeo, that plays older episodes. It's a flash player that plays older episodes of Fresh Ubuntu. You know, if you have an urging to listen to the older shows, if you need a good laugh or whatnot. So there you have it. You can please, again, feel free to visit the website at freshubuntu.blogspot.com and also leave a comment. You can also send an email to me at freshubuntu@gmail.com. Oh, I also have an OGG feed. I've had an OGG feed since episode, I believe, episode 5. The feed is at feeds.feedburner.com/freshubuntuogg, and that's all one word, freshubuntuogg. If you happen to want or happen unable to listen to the MP3 cast, you can go to my website and listen to older episodes. I think episode 10 is up on the site now, so you can listen to it at the site, or you can download the OGG feed as well. We have a new month coming upon us, so remember to vote for Fresh Ubuntu on Podcast Alley for the month of October. And overall, thank you for listening. For the most part, my last words of the day are, I think my podcast will help about 10% of you, and another 30% will be intrigued by it and may go through the tutorials or the tips, and the rest of you, it will not help, but you may know somebody whom it may help. And if you do know somebody, you have it all in front of you, or at least you'll have it on your MP3 player or iPod, that you can help another person out. The whole key here is, again, the Ubuntu philosophy, where we are who we are because of the help of others. And so help another person out, whether it's with Ubuntu or not. I hope to speak to you again next week. Thank you very much for subscribing, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.